And I'm Robert Smith in New York, where the state Senate couldn't get its act together to issue IOUs, even if it wanted to. They still can't agree on who's in charge in Albany, and not a thing is getting passed. 3 weeks ago, when this mess started, people thought it was kind of a joke. The Republicans tried to take over the state Senate and left neither side with a majority. But nobody's laughing now. The gridlock caused the Senate to miss a deadline to help New York City raise its sales tax. Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
We have a hole of at least $60 million created yesterday. We are getting to the point where, make no mistake about it, any less revenues mean fewer employees.
The state Senate debacle has busted budgets around the state. Nassau County on Long Island needs a bonding bill passed to save 900 government jobs. But every day, Albany sets a new low in government dysfunction. For instance, on Tuesday, the Democrats tried to hold their own session, even though they don't have enough votes to pass anything. Then a stray Republican walked through the chamber to go get a Coke from the Senate lounge. The Democrats counted him as present and proceeded to speed read bills into law.
Call the roll.
Adams, Klein, Krueger, Scullo, Smith, Young.
Announce the result.
Ayes 32.
The bill is passed.
New York Governor David Paterson says he won't sign the bills. Counting a thirsty Republican as a vote is of questionable legality. Paterson can't make the senators cooperate, but legally he can make them show up for work. So he's decided to ruin their holiday.
Yes, the legislators are spending the July 4th weekend in Albany, hopefully resolving this conflict.
How's that for fireworks? Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.